The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
It's always so nice to see a South African blazing a trail, breaking down some barriers, and doing stuff that no other South African has done. And a man from Durban called Samkelo Cele, who plays basketball for the Cape Town Tigers, got a phone call recently to say, hey, why don't you fly out to Los Angeles and come and try out for the New York Knicks? And we've got Samkelo on the line.
Samkelo, massive welcome to The Drive with Robin Roz. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
So well, thank you. Thanks for making time for us today, because obviously you guys are busy training and getting ready for this amazing time in your life. How do you react when you get that call? Because you've had a successful couple of seasons with the Cape Town Tigers, and then the Knicks call?
Yeah. It was super exciting, man. You know, we're just chilling, got the call saying, you know, you've been invited to, you know, summer league training camp starts. You know, they started telling me the dates and stuff. And when I hung up the phone, man, I was so ecstatic. I ran around the room and, you know, I was hyped.
Well, in some kind of, I mean, you know, I don't mean to go all the way back, but I mean, you're a Durban boy, as Rob mentioned, going to Durban High School. And there's someone else who also was born in Durban and is giving, well, has given the NBA a bit of a South African flavor. I mean, how do you feel about, you know, following in the footsteps of a Steve Nash or a Thabo Sefolosha to be able to fly that South African flag so high?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's always amazing to be mentioned, you know, in the same breath as, you know, guys that have, you know, I guess done it before at a very high level, you know. But me being of, like, South African descent, like born and raised in South Africa, you know, I mean, it's almost surreal, you know, because, you know, we're not a nation known for basketball. And so, yeah, like when things like this happen, it's always like, you know, wow, you know. And yeah, it's been a crazy journey, and just, you know, enjoying it, and, you know, still here, hoping to take it like as far as we can take it, man.
Yeah, and we back you all the way. What's the training been like? Because obviously it's the same sport, but I feel like Americans play basketball at a whole nother level.
Oh yeah, no, of course. You know, because I went to college here, right? And so just from being around, you know, this environment from, you know, that early on, you know, it kind of showed me, you know, the difference, you know, between South African basketball and obviously United States and American basketball. It's a whole different level. And then you come to this side, you know what I mean? Where it's a whole different beast, right? And the crazy thing, it's not even so much so on what's done. It's just the level of detail that's paid attention to that makes it all, you know, the difference. Because, you know, all the small things that, you know, we may look over or overlook in South Africa or whatever, here it's the focus, you know, spacing, where to be on the court, you know, when to do what. It's been very, very, you know, just eye opening, helpful, and just, you know, most importantly, just helping me get better and stuff.
All right. And in terms of just that development that you spoke about, I mean, what sort of a role has a league like the BAL played, where it's kind of brought people from all over the continent together to be able to sort of bridge the gap? I know obviously they're still far ahead, but, you know, what sort of experience has that given you to be able to make that step up to hopefully get into the New York Knicks team?
Oh, I mean, like the role of the BAL has been like great, you know what I mean? Because it's afforded us, you know, a stage, you know, in Africa for us to perform, you know, to get seen, you know, by the NBA and, you know, other leagues across the world. But, you know, they've done a great job, you know, just giving us that platform, you know, and competing, because, you know, the BAL has amazing players from all over the world, man. You know, from African talent that's been in the NBA before, and, you know, I try to go back. They come back here, you know, they go back to Africa and, you know, play, and, you know, in hopes to get call-ups to go back and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been the role of the BAL has been, like, you know, tremendous, man. You know, and I think Mr. Amadou Fall has done, you know, a great job in, you know, making sure that the league in Africa and basketball as a whole is growing.
What do you feel like you could bring as a South African basketball player to the New York Knicks?
Oh, I mean, just the passion, you know, that I play with, you know what I mean? I'm a very passionate, like, you know, individual, you know, not only in sports, but, you know, just the passion, you know, the grit, you know, the toughness that, you know, I grew up with and stuff like that. So, yeah, just and then, of course, you know, the South African flavor that, you know, we all South Africans have.
Samkelo, it's been absolutely amazing being able to chat to you. Thanks for making time for us. The Knicks came very, very close this year. Hopefully, we will see you running out at Madison Square Garden, pushing them across the line next season.
Of course. Wouldn't that be amazing?
And then you got to come in to come and chat to us on The Drive with Robin Ross.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. We'll do that for sure.
Thank you so much. We'll be watching your every move. That is Samkelo Chele, who is on a trial at the moment with the whole entire New York Knicks.
Imagine.
Imagine.
Another South African at a packed Madison Square Garden.
Let's go.